And a one, and a two, and welcome to the Tales from the Long Box podcast. This is episode 99, talking about stuff. I am Chris Mosby.
I am Caleb Girard. Yeah.
You sure about that?
No.
Okay.
And I'm Murray Fox.
And let's see, this episode is going to be just kind of a rambling one. You know, we've had kind of a busy week and not even got a chance to read anything. So, well, a little bit of things. So anyway, we'll just be rambling, so try to keep up. And we're out. I was like, how's that?
Perfect.
Okay.
Hello there.
Hello.
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you.
Okay.
It's going to be echo chamber week.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with it. I was just using it yesterday, but I pulled it out of the USB port one too many times or something. It's like it's dead.
Mm-hmm. Wah, wah. That's sad.
I've been having such crappy luck lately.
I'm sorry. Don't pull it out again. Just leave it in there full time.
Oh, well, you know what? Maybe if I put the right one in.
Just leave it covered.
Can't just leave well enough alone, can you, Chris?
I can't. Okay, I'm back on the headset. Does that sound better?
What?
Sir.
You can hear me?
What?
Smart asses. Oh, that just switched right over. Okay. So.
What is that?
I think Murray had a leak there.
What?
So what the hell are we going to talk about today?
Oh my god, I don't know. But what about next? I mean, the next week. Are you guys cool with that? You know, we favorite Superman stories.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
That sounds cool.
It's Superman's 75th. You know, 100th episode.
Oh, blah, that's blah, blah. Perfect. That sounds like a great idea.
What day?
Today. Yes, today.
No. Hold on. I don't want to talk about it now. I want to talk about the future.
Okay.
What day do you guys want to record? Wednesday or Thursday?
Oh, either one's fine.
Wednesday's probably better. I am up north Thursday and probably won't be Wi-Fi-able. When were you thinking Wednesday?
I don't know, 4:30 Pacific?
Yeah, that should be good.
4:30, 7:30
your time.
I think I'll have the house to myself then.
Is that early, late? I don't know.
4:30. Yeah, it's like. Wait a minute. 4:30 your time. That's 2 hours from me and 3 hours from Murray right now, right?
Yep.
Good math. Good math, man.
Wow. I guess I'm more awake than I thought. Yeah, that should be fine.
I think it's okay.
All right,
I'll double check. Yeah.
Okay, so now that we've got that figured out,
all right.
What about this time?
Oh, I don't know, man. I maxed out on ideas for the moment. My arm is irritating the hell out of me.
I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, it's just distracting, like irritating.
Well, let's see.
Iron.
Crap.
Every fucking nerve is firing.
No, that's fine.
Come on, guys. Come on.
I'm trying.
Come on, Murray.
I'm taking two.
I'm really behind on comic reading because of the money situation, so I've been pirating them, but I haven't read any of them I've pirated. Because I haven't done that in so long, it's like, well, wait a minute, I can't just look at it on my tablet? Oh, I gotta actually... Oh. Well, okay, so...
Yeah, lazy. So
Yeah, I know. I had this whole air conditioner and work thing's been taking up all my time.
Okay.
Hmm. Think. Any of you guys seen Man of Steel?
No. Not yet. I saw Planet Z. Z? Planet Z?
Okay.
World War Z?
World War Z. That's what it was.
World War Z, okay.
That's not a superhero-y. And it was fine.
You liked it, huh?
The zombie flick. Yeah, it was all right.
Okay.
Oh, come on, guys.
Did you see Man of Steel?
Nope.
Caleb?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay.
Ruin it for me. I don't care.
I thought it was good. I mean, I thought it was so good because I was expecting to go in there, be completely disappointed. Now, there was stuff that they did that I didn't agree, but they did the same thing to Superman that they did with Batman in the newer movies, is they made it more realistic. I read Mark Waid's review of it, the spoiler one, because I, you know, saw it and everything, and I can see his points. He's a bigger fanboy of Superman than I am, though, so. But anyway, that's my take on it. Non-spoilery.
Hey, we're not recording.
Yeah, we're recording.
Is it recording right now?
Yeah. The thing in, it just shifted right into the headset, so.
Huh.
Yeah, I know. I was shocked, too. It's like, I can't hear anything now. What happened? And it's like, oh, well, they're on the headset now.
It's recording. Okay.
Yeah. Huh. So,
Didn't know.
Well, by the way, we are recording.
Okie dokie.
Wow, this is the most spontaneous, most... What will we talk about? I don't know. Well, I'll tell you. We watched Avengers again last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yesterday. Still an awesome movie.
Yeah, that is a great movie.
For the probably 7th or 8th time I've watched that thing, you know, beginning to end. And still kicks butt. Still one of the best superhero movies, like, ever.
Yeah, yeah. It's up there, I agree. I might have to... I'm going to have to watch it on the big screen. I haven't watched it on there.
We watched it, but we've been watching movies. We watched that Oz the Great and Powerful.
Yeah.
That's a movie. That is actually yes.
Hmm, cool.
James Franco is still a big idiot, but the movie is really cool.
All right. Let's see.
I liked it too. You liked it too?
Okay.
Yeah, I liked it. I liked it. I would see another by that gang of people.
We realized as we were watching it, though, that our youngest, we'd never actually watched Wizard of Oz with her. So we...
What?
Oh,
no.
Wow. I don't know if the kids have seen that either.
What?
We watched Wizard of Oz with them the other night. And surprise, I mean, that movie is only an hour and a half long, Wizard of Oz. And there's only six freaking songs in that movie. And it feels like... Much longer. I mean, in a good way. It feels so much longer than an hour and a half in a great way. Mm. And in my mind, it's like, really? There's only six songs and musical numbers in that movie? And I'm shocked. And they're all memorable. They're all absolutely memorable.
Yeah, they are a pretty good song. I haven't seen that in forever.
The Rainbow, Folly of the Road, Ding Dong the Witch is Dead. Did I say if I only had the brain?
Mm-hmm.
Brain. Or.
Don't talk about yourself like that, man.
Which is dead, over the rainbow, follow me if I only had it. What are the other two? Oh, wait. That was a different color one.
Yeah.
What's the last one?
That's a good question. I'm blanking on what the last one is, actually.
I haven't watched that in so long, I wouldn't have any idea. I have to revisit that.
That wasn't in the movie.
I'm going to cheat a little bit because I'm trying to remember now what the sixth song is. The sixth musical number. But Over the Rainbow, Munchkin Land, Come Out.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. If I Only Had a Brain, If I Only Had a Heart, If I Only Had the Nerve.
Yeah.
And then we're off to see the Wizard.
Yep.
The Wonderful Wizard of Oz.
It is well worth the time, Chris.
Yeah, I'll have to do that. I gotta watch Monday night. Stacy's going to a concert. She got free tickets too. So I'll give it a shot then. I was telling the oldest two that after we saw Man of Steel, we watched Batman Begins, but I was thinking maybe that series might be a little bit too much for them at that age, but who knows?
Who knows? They're not your kids.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, my oldest keeps saying, I want to see World War Z. I'm like, oh my God, no. Absolutely not. And then I thought, wait a minute, it's PG-13, and so was Avengers, and so was Green Lantern.
It's not actually like it's. Have you seen it?
No.
No, it's. Yeah, I would say it's probably PG-13. Like you see some of the zombies bite people, but you don't really see the zombies get killed.
So like it's not like Walking Dead then.
No, like you know what? There's no, I don't know. I'm trying to think. It wasn't excessively bloody or gory. It was, yeah.
Okay. Well, all right then. Well, crap. What are we going to talk about there, boys?
We're already talking. You said we were already talking.
Well, yeah, but we haven't, we haven't said the intro, or
you could just throw the intro in at the
yeah, I could do that.
The later in post production.
So what we do? Okay, we just do a freestyle here again.
And I'll tell you, back to Wizard of Oz, those guys are gay. Those guys are really gay. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm gonna call it talking about stuff. We'll record it later. Okay.
Gay. Who's gay?
What are you talking about?
Her three little sidekicks. They are so incredibly gay. It's when they talk about Friends of Dorothy, boy, are they Friends of Dorothy.
Oh, is that where that came from?
Yes.
Yeah. I think the saying first used in the movie Clueless, but at least that's the first time I ever heard the phrase Friends of Dorothy was in Clueless, but they are, man.
Huh. I guess I never would think of that watching that.
Oh, when you watch it next time, Wizard of Oz?
Yeah, now I'm going to, thanks to that.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Dorothy was in no danger with those three guys.
Oh, Lord.
Of course not. They had no working parts.
That's a lion.
So, okay.
He was queen of the forest, not king of the forest.
He was not. He was the manliest of the three.
He was the manliest of the three? You don't think the guy with the axe was? Oh, wait a minute. I'm a lumberjack. Hold on.
We went downhill fast.
That's my fault.
Oh, man.
100% my fault. I get it. We've been ODing on movies because if you click on CNN.com, one of the top stories for the last 3 days has been how effing hot it's been here in the Southwest United States.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, we have not seen during the daylight hours below triple digits for 2 weeks here in Phoenix. So.
Yeah, we got lucky that it didn't get hotter than it did when the air was out. It was intermittent.
Your AC broke?
Well, It would work and not work. That's the thing. Last Saturday is when it started. We got up in the morning and it hadn't been on, and it was like 80 degrees upstairs and it was okay down here. And I thought, okay, well, I'll hose the thing off because I haven't met, because I go outside and it's frosted. I mean, there's a solid block of ice around the condenser inside that unit, you know. I'm like, what the hell, you know?
That ain't good at all.
No, I did some blowing the thing off, waited a little bit, and after it thawed, turned it back on, and it worked. It was fine. Sunday, same thing. Won't come on. And Mom and Dad talked me into calling somebody to come out on Sunday, which there was $100. They couldn't find anything wrong. Because I'd shut it off for a long time, and they turn it on, and it's working. And, you know, all the stuff that you think would be wrong when it ices up, is it the Freon? No, Freon's fine. Airflow, that was probably part of it because for whatever reason, we didn't ever thought to change the air filter when we moved in, and it probably hadn't been changed in 4 months before we got here. So that's like, you know, it was pretty much a block of cardboard shoved in the air vent. So that's probably what caused that. It worked fine.
How did a piece of cardboard get in there?
No, I mean, it was like that. It was an air filter, but it was so dirty. It must have had an inch of dust on it. I mean, it had been in there for a while before we bought the house. And we've been here for like 3 or 4 months. So I think that's what caused that. And that probably did what the rest of the stuff, which it's, you know, anyway. So Tuesday, all day Tuesday, it works great. Get up Wednesday morning, same thing. It won't come on. It's all frozen. So I call those guys back, and another bunch comes, and they can't find anything wrong with it either. I mean, everything checks out, and of course, it's not freezing up when they're here because I've had it turned off for 4 or 5 hours, you know? So it does it. So, I'm here. I work from home Monday and Wednesday, and then, you know, it does it again on Thursday, and those people won't even talk to me, barely. I called them and told them what the deal was. It's like, well, you know, we'll call you back. And I waited until 2:00 in the afternoon. Never heard a word from them. So I'm thinking, okay, that's like the oldest, thermostat up there. It was probably put in when the house was built 15 years ago. And the guys had said a couple of things had been changed. Like the hoses outside that, you know, went from the house to the unit was brand new. And all this other stuff, and, you know, that's why they couldn't figure out anything. And, I mean, we looked at all the vents. They're all open. Nothing blocking anything. So I went and bought a new thermostat, which I got one of those Nest ones, which are really expensive, but I read a lot of good stuff on there. And I put the sucker in, and it comes on. Of course, it's been shut off with this again, you know. And it works okay. Well, of course, Friday comes along, and I'm sitting there, and I'm on the web because it's a wireless deal, and you can sit there, and I can change the temp from the internet or on my phone, right? And I had it set to, you know, these settings so it wouldn't be as cold when we're not here, try to save some money, right? It does it. It's about, you know, have it when it come on at like 4, so it's all nice and cool when everybody shows up. So we're at the you know, last ball game for my nephew, and it's not coming on again. So it's like, you know, I didn't know what to do. It was by that time when we got back, it's 8:00 at night. I mean, you're not going to get anybody. I mean, I've already called people out, so I don't know who to call now. And it ends up getting like 85 degrees upstairs. And it's 60 degrees outside. So we're opening windows. The youngest kid, Cody, wakes up at 2:00 in the morning screaming bloody murder because he's so hot. Bring him down here with me, and you know, and he finally gets to sleep, and it was just a miserable, miserable night. So I was up from 2 o'clock in the morning until, I don't know, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, 5, 6 in the afternoon. I finally passed out in the chair Saturday. But what happened, I noticed that the guy that lives across the street works for one of the places that I was thinking about calling, because I had called a couple places. I couldn't get a hold of anybody on Saturday, you know. I was up sitting here. I played games until 9, and then I started calling people. So I went over there, you know, and I felt bad about it because we never even introduced ourselves to those people over there. But their kids have been playing with my nephews almost every day. You know, they're real good. They have a good time, and they're not too crazy over there. Of course, my kids aren't any crazier. So I go over there, and I just ask the guys. You know, it's like, hey, I noticed, you know, you work for so-and-so, and, you know, if you don't mind, you know, we're desperate over here. I've called a bunch of people, and nobody's will even talk to me, and you don't mind coming over and taking a see if you can figure out what's going on. I told him all that had happened up to that point. And it's like, well, we got to go to town. When I come back, I will. So, sure enough, he does actually do that. And I told him all the stuff was going on, and he goes right to this part that's about the size of 2 AA batteries. And apparently, the fan needs a jolt to get started. And once it gets rolling, then it's okay. It doesn't need this little thing. So that's what it had been. It's a little $20 part. The thing that jump starts the fan running. So, because the outside unit was running fine and it wasn't frosted, but it was frosting inside here. And here in the basement is, I'm looking at the unit sitting where I'm at right now. It's down here. So I could, you know, listen to all its nasty noises it was making and everything else. So yeah, he had one of it in his car and he fixed it, and that was another $100. But it's been on ever since and it works fine. And it's nice and cold in here. I'm actually, you know, thinking about turning the fan off because, you know, my toes are turning blue. So that's what my week's been like. Absolute hell.
Dear me.
That sounds like a bit of hell. Sorry. I'll tell you.
With work thrown in on top of it, and I'm, you know, it's crazy. Anyway, go ahead.
If our AC went out right now, we would go stay at the mall.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, if I couldn't get something done by Saturday night, I was going to put the kids in the hotel. Because it was even getting hot down here at that point. It had been like a day and a half that it had been on.
I'm sorry you had to deal with it. That blows.
Yeah, it was miserable. It really was. And so everybody was all cranky and, you know, because they'd been hot all night. Stacy didn't sleep the entire night. And yeah, it was, that's my sister, by the way. But yeah, it's something else.
You need Mr. Freeze on speed dial.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping that's the end of it at this point.
Are you trying to bring this back to comic books, Murray?
What? No. What? No.
What's wrong with you? Dude, this is... All right. Whatever,
guys. Yeah, I haven't... that's kind of one of the reasons why, folks, while we're kind of rambling, we've all had crazy stuff going on, and I haven't read a comic book in about 3 weeks, I think. Well, I read a few, but I caught up on a couple. Read Hawkeye, not the one that just came out, the dog issue, but I think I bought that. But speaking of Comixology, hey, see how what I did there?
Mm-hmm.
They have subscriptions now, people. I was on there checking something out this morning, and right there on the front page, we have subscriptions.
Now, I have not explored this. Can you set it so your subscription won't buy until it goes down in price?
No, it's pretty much if there's an issue out now that you haven't bought and you subscribe, nothing happens. You have to go buy those still. But pretty much it gives you the very next issue when it comes out. It'll auto-charge you and put it in your account.
Ooh, I don't like that.
Well, that's why I only subscribe to the stuff that's $2.99, and a couple of them are a little higher, but they're the ones like Justice League and a couple others that I haven't read yet. like Nightwing and Batman that I really like. But everything else, well, like Legion, for example, the two or three more issues that we're going to get out of that. And all those 99-cent ones that I like so much, Superman Beyond, Batman Beyond Unlimited, or whatever they're calling it, and that Justice League one, I subscribe to all of those because they're 99 cents, and they come out sporadically.
So, do you get a deal on the subscription or no?
No deals.
No.
Straight.
Nope.
Not for me. Why would I do that?
So you don't have to... Well, for me, it's like, okay, when is so-and-so, you don't have to go search when things come out, and you know you're going to read it. For example, the 99-cent ones. I'm okay with that. Some of the others, eh. But I know a lot of people have been asking for that.
Have they?
Yeah.
Huh. I think, I don't know, I prefer the 99-cent sales. I have to say I've taken advantage of some of those.
Yeah, well, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just the stuff I know I'm going to read, you know, that's the ones I, you know, gonna do, so.
Wow. I am looking at Comixology right now, and I can get all 72 issues of The Boys.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
The Boys.
Omnibus sale.
For 65 bucks, I can get all 72 issues.
It's not a bad price there.
You already have them.
I do. That's the thing. But I don't have the first few issues, like the first 20 issues in digital. I have the rest of them in digital.
Oh, go on. You know you want to.
I got a big trip planned for October, and I'm gonna keep myself entertained.
So speaking of that kind of stuff. Anybody buy Lars Flees number one, or at least read it?
Nope.
Me either. I'm not going to. Too.
I read Lars Flees number one.
Yeah.
And even the creators do not think that this series is worth it being a regular series.
They pretty much said that.
They you know, in the credits, you know, they basically say, how much damage can a comic book called Lars Flees actually do?
Oh, Lord.
I don't...
That's funny.
The self-deprecation...
Well, you know, what I think they've been doing is they know they have to cancel one, but they don't have something that they think they can make it, so they're throwing things up on the wall, and that's one of them.
And it will stick for now.
Yeah, until they find something that they think might be better.
Yeah, and you know what? This is the Scott Collins art that we all love. I will tell you that right off the top. That, you know, as much of the bitching and complaining we've done over Scott Collins art on Legion of recent, which has been, you know, his stuff on Legion has been god awful.
Yeah.
I think it's simply because he didn't give a crap, and on this, I think he actually cares, and it shows. But this is. It's. I think we've said it when we were talking about Threshold, Murray. Is that it's too jokey? You know, it's joking for the sake of joking. I don't think that's quite how we worded it, but that's kind of how it feels. That Giffen and Dave Mateus are like just let's just have lots of fun. Let's make lots of jokes. And we're going to get old after a while. I mean, if you read those old the Bwahaha JLAs, it's funny at first, but then it, you know. Then you get the cooey, 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 and it stops being, you know, funny.
Yeah.
And for those who have read the JLA, the cooey, cooey, cooey issues were this two-part story where it was just basically Booster and Blue Beetle just totally effing up and making fun of them for two solid issues.
Oh, I'm so sorry I missed that. I don't like that. I never liked that era.
Really?
No, I've looked at a few issues here and there from where various places, but I don't know. I'm still. It took me a while to get to like Ambush Bug, especially that issue that. Well, just hear me out now. Yeah, I guess the issue with Superman, the subs, you know, that one, the place I was at, you know, in my brain, I guess, was a little bit more serious about it. And everybody else that I, you know, everybody around me that knew kind of made fun of me because I did read comics. And then to have the comics make fun of themselves, too, was more than I could handle at the time. I guess, does that make any sense?
Sure.
You were a teenager, and ego was easily bruised.
Oh, well, yeah, yeah. What, I didn't have an ego when I was a teenager, I don't think. I saved all that up for my adult years.
Okay.
I have quite a large ego now.
you left it for your wife to tear completely apart. I got it.
Oh, yeah,
got it.
Yeah, yeah. She certainly did that.
Yeah, I get it.
And my credit, too.
This is taking a dark turn.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say anymore. No, moving on.
I could read Justice League International #8, and I think I would still laugh my ass off.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I might like it now, but somewhere along the line, Ambush Bug became funny, and there was that. To me, I'll put it that way. To me, and you know, Giffen was doing a lot of that. You know, he was doing, he did that thing for Black Ball Comics. What the hell was it? A Trencher?
Yeah.
Now, see, I like that. I still have a copy of that somewhere.
That's when his art took that funky turn.
Yeah, it looked really funky. You're right.
It was crazy.
And I'm trying to think what else.
It was really crazy. I pity the colorist on that book.
Yeah, that,
there were like 800 little tiny squiggles to color on every panel. I can't even imagine.
Yeah, that was something else, wasn't it?
No, that was the Giffen getting experimental with Giffen era.
Yeah, that's true. It was experimental.
Uh-huh. That was. If they were to put that out today, it would be a hit. Right now, if you were to say, you know what, this is my brand new comic, no one would know any better. Wow, that Giffen, he is a genius for such an old man.
Oh,
ooh,
he can't be that old.
He's old.
He's got to be in his mid-60s, don't you think?
What? Stop it. No.
No, no.
Oh, now, come on. You know he is.
No. 50s.
I don't know about that.
Bet he's late 50s.
Okay, 50s. Let's find out.
50s. Levitz is in his 50s. Giffen isn't older than Levitz. Come on.
Oh, I think he's older than that.
Nope.
He is 60 years old, boys and girls. I'm looking at it right here. November 30th, 1952. He is 60 years old.
Hey, that's my daughter's birthday. Not the year, but the day.
Yeah. So, yeah. He's not as old as my dad, but he is older. A lot older than you'd think. Now, that makes me wonder how old Levitz is then.
Oh, man. He did storyboards for the real Ghostbusters.
Really? Huh.
Good for him. Good for him. Oh, and he wrote a bunch of Valiant comics. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it seems like I knew that. Oh, wow. Giffen's older than him.
Older than who?
He's then Levitz. He's 56.
They're ancient. No wonder they can't relate to the
wow, kids. I didn't realize it. They're not that much older than I. Well, yeah, they're not that much older than I am. I'm like 12 years or so. I was thinking he'd be a lot older.
And you're old.
Oh, I know. I feel it every day. Trust me.
I'm still probably the oldest guy here. So.
Well, okay. I'll take your word for it. I won't make you say any ages or anything.
Okay. That's okay. I'm 44.
Oh, well, you're not that much older than me. Just 2 years. Yeah.
Murray,
he's got to be in his mid-30s at least, I bet.
At least.
Yeah.
Oh, well beyond. I'm My mid-30s are just a little memory. I'm 44. I'm old.
You're 44 as well? Okay.
Yep. I'm an old man.
We're younger.
Yeah. Nope.
It's the hair.
Yeah, the hair keeps me young. Mm-hmm.
And the attitude. You have a young attitude.
Yes.
Totally.
Yeah. I used to have a good attitude, and life beat the crap out of me. Now I'm a grizzled, old, cynical bastard. That's what I am.
Why do you have to go there, man?
Sorry, it's true.
You just need a class of grade 8 students, and they will young you up pretty quick. Or make you super
Are they
old
18?
No.
Sorry. Really went there.
Class of grade 8 students? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay. I thought you said grade A.
I did too for a minute there. Like,
so that's why I said, dude. Are they 18?
I did not. No, okay. Sorry.
All right. Well, I'm sorry for that. I'm sorry for that whole train of thought there, boys and girls. Uncle Chris is tired.
So I am reading a book. It's called and I talked about it a couple weeks ago, but yeah. It's called Seven Spiritual Laws of Superheroes. And it is okay. By Deepak Chopra and his kid Gotham Chopra. And it's really freaking interesting.
Yeah, Gotham? I think you're telling me.
Yes,
Gotham? He's a must be a comic fan if he named his kid Gotham.
No, that's the thing. Okay, so interesting. Actually, Gotham is a derivation of the original name for the Buddha. I can't remember exactly what the original name was, but in fact, he had never read a Batman or a superhero comic until fairly recently, until like the last 10 or so years. Mm. And his kid is actually in his 30s, has his own kids and stuff, but he did not name him after the city of Gotham. So
interesting. Yeah, because of all the comic book stuff out there, that's the least of things that I could think of to do it.
Gotham, Buddha, Jones.
All right, then.
Gotham, Buddha, Jones. Is that?
So, seven spiritual laws of superheroes, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so what are they?
Oh, what are they? I don't know yet. I'm only on the first one, which is. Very interesting. I just started reading it today, so
yeah,
got it from the library, Marie's favorite bookstore.
Uh-huh.
I need to go to that library you keep talking about. The one here in town is actually good. I went when I moved when I knew I was moving down here. I went and looked. They do have comics in there, very small amount, but and they had things. They had like the Killing Joke in the young adult section, and I'm not really sure that's correct.
Why not?
I don't know. I guess I'm an old fogey. You read, I see, because a lot of that stuff I didn't read till I was an adult, and you see that stuff, and you're thinking, well, I don't know, you know? And like those PG-13 videos that DC's making, like, should I really be showing those to the 9 and younger crowd that lives here?
Wait a minute, what are they making that's PG-13? Not to totally derail your
all
your
of their all the DC stuff that comes out is PG-13.
Really?
Yes.
The direct to video cartoons?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yes,
wow.
They're all that. And they are scaled up on the violence and other sundries.
Yeah, we were watching that one where Superman meets like the authority type guys, but they're not the authority.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't remember what it's called now. But
versus the Elite is what they're called.
The Elite, that's it. Yes, yeah. And I had forgotten how violent that was. It was incredibly violent. Mm-hmm. But I would not have rated it PG-13. I would have rated it PG violent. But
Yeah, no, they're all that. The Doomsday one, I've got a lot of them. I don't have all of them. Well, the Dark Knight Returns, the two-part thing. That one was out there. I wouldn't let the kids watch it because I wasn't sure exactly what was going
to
happen.
Yeah, but I'd want them to. I'd want my kids to watch Year One. That was a great video.
No, Year One was different. I'm talking about the Dark Knight Returns, the Frank Miller one. They made two DVDs out of that.
Right, it's two-part. I got it.
No, yeah.
Hmm. Now, how about this? How about the fact that they're making a Flashpoint video before they're making a Great Darkness video?
I know.
Yeah, that's...
Although, I can't imagine...
Well, Judas Contract, they should be making that. That's perfect for the whole PG-13 thing.
What is?
Judas Contract, Teen Titans. That was that when they started this deal, that was one of the ones that they had mentioned first, and they still haven't done it.
Because Titans is go Titans.
Yeah, I know. They made it even kid-like now, didn't they?
Yes.
I've never watched Go Titans, so. What
the, okay, well, the first incarnation of it was way kid-like than I would like, but once you watch it long enough, it's actually really good. I mean, seriously, it was good.
As long as you get hypnotized into it. No, you're right. The later seasons come on, it gets more of a narrative going on. Like, the first season is pretty much standalone episodes, jokey, but yeah. Then as you get along, it develops a little ongoing story that's kind of cool. I liked it.
Maybe I need to watch an episode. I don't like that saturated anime stuff. It never appealed to me, so.
Yeah. I didn't really care for it at first, but it's good. It was good, and I was sad when they canceled it. So then they bring it back in this weird ass, and I just saw a little clips, and I could tell it's like, okay, that's like they're trying to do the Teeny Titans almost is what I got out of it, and it didn't look like it was doing a good job of it. So, but the Green Lantern one was awesome. They never should have canceled that. That was great. Well, and Young Justice, that was I love that cartoon.
Yeah, that was a good one.
They got quite the voice cast though for this Flashpoint video.
Oh yeah, well yeah, they did. They held up all the stops on that one. Well, the one they did,
Kevin Conroy is back.
Justice League Doom that they did, which is based off of that Justice League JLA. Babel storyline that Mark Waid did. They brought pretty much all the ones from the original cartoons back. Tim Daly, that Susan Rosenberg, Kevin Conroy, and all those. And I think Nathan Fillion did the voice of Green Lantern on that one.
I never saw it.
You ever saw that? Well, yeah, I think you can even watch it on Netflix now.
Golly, I may.
It was really good.
I love that.
The one I watched on Netflix that I haven't actually bought was that one where Superman meets Shazam. And there was like a bunch of other short stories in that. That one was pretty good too.
I need to see some of these. I'm surprised. I'm looking through this list
on
Wikipedia, and the ones I haven't seen, I'm a little shocked at myself that I haven't made time for these.
Yeah, I know.
I've never seen the Green Lantern First Flight one.
That one isn't that much to... it's okay.
I did watch All-Star Superman with the girls, though, and they really liked
that. Yeah, that's what made me mention that I... My nephew said he watched it on Netflix, and he thought it was really good. So I was like, I need to read that. So, but yeah, let's see. Wonder Woman one I haven't seen. Green Lantern First Flight, it was okay. The Superman Batman Public Enemies, that one was pretty good. It was really, really, really close to the book. Now, the other ones, let's see, Justice League Crisis on Two Earths, that was a good Crime Syndicate story. Had James Woods as the Owlman, it was pretty good. Mark Hartman.
He's much better on Family Guy, though.
Yeah. They did a Judd Winnick's Under the Red Hood.
Which was terrible, by the way.
I thought it was okay.
All right. Well, you're a Batman guy.
Well, that's true. I liked the original story, too. I don't think I saw Superman Apocalypse or All-Star Superman. I don't know why I missed that one. Mainly because I hadn't read the book. Now, Green Lantern Emerald Knights is a little bit better. It was an anthology film. It was pretty good. Batman Year One was good, but they screwed up by getting that Ben McKenzie guy as doing a young Batman. It really wasn't any good.
I remember reading an interview with Bryan Cranston. That was on CBR, I think.
Yeah.
He had never read the story before he signed the contract to do this. To do James Gordon for that.
Oh, that's cool. He did a good job. He really got the character down.
I can't take him seriously because I've watched too much Malcolm in the Middle.
I didn't ever watch that, and he is an awesome actor. I'd stopped watching that show. It was getting a little bit too dark. I might pick it up again later.
Which Malcolm in the Middle?
No, the you know what I'm talking about.
Breaking Bad?
Yeah.
Never watched it.
I know. Wow.
Is that thing, that is a dark sucker. You know the premise, right?
Yeah.
People at school talk about it and they love it, and I just don't think I can watch it after seeing him be all Malcolm's dad.
I watched it and I understood why he was doing it, and he was on a line. You know, selling drugs is bad enough, but he's on this line, and then he eventually crosses it, and it's like, okay, I'm out. So,
I need to. The thing is that we've been watching these British shows, and just the idea of like getting into another series it kills me
because
we make this huge leap to try and cut back on TV, and all of a sudden, you know, it's like, oh, you know, we need to watch this series. Everyone talks about, oh, you got to watch this. It's like, oh my God, the TV's never going to be off if we do that.
Well, see, that's, you know, when we cut the cord, I cut the cord when I moved over here. We don't have cable.
Another one of you people.
Oh. Yeah, I'm having trouble. I admit it, but the kids.
The heebie-jeebies just thinking about it.
Yeah, I know.
Get yourself a freaking Roku box, and it'll be as if you never ever left
your cable. Yeah, okay. Perfect example. That Falling Skies show, okay?
The what?
Falling Skies. It's on TNT.
Right.
Got Nola Wiley in it. You know, aliens invade, all that good stuff. That was it's a great show. Now I got the Amazon Prime thing. It's like $79 a year, which ends up being cheaper a month than Netflix. And you know, new shows you can get what's called a TV pass, and say, you know, I'll buy that, and then they charge you $1.89 an episode, cheaper than comic books. And
still cheaper than cheap.
The new one comes out the day after it airs, and no commercials, and you can watch it on any Amazon thing, and if you got a Kindle, you can actually download it to your Kindle and watch it, and you own it forever. But the other two seasons are just free, part of the Amazon Prime. And I did that with Walking Dead eventually because I couldn't ever watch it on satellite when we were at the other place. And so anyway, that's how I've been doing the series I like. If I want to watch it bad enough, like Justified, it was that Justified, Walking Dead, and Southland were the ones I did that with. New one come out, I download it, and I watch it at lunch at work. So.
Murray, you will eventually join the ranks of the Unplugged.
Oh, we'll see. The only thing holding me back is my reality TV. I have to see that live. I can't see that unlive.
Yeah, I know. I've been watching the last season of Survivor that way. And it was like three quarters of the way through, and I got all the episodes. And I think I've got maybe one or two left. That cast wasn't my favorite. Well, that whole thing with that Brandon guy, and I hate that guy. You know exactly what I'm talking about, don't you, Murray?
Yes, you're like two seasons behind.
A new one started already?
And finished.
Oh,
you're
really?
You're killing me. Yes!
They're on 27 and it's already done?
27's coming up. 26. Brandon was not 26.
Are you sure?
Brandon was Brandon was the fall.
This is another fans in the favorites one.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was the fall, and then the spring was somebody else.
Let me look.
Okay. You're getting me all mixed up.
No, I don't see because
this is Baby Fans versus Favorite was the spring. Never mind.
That's right. That's what I thought. Because I'm looking at it right here. Because you can get those on Amazon too.
Yeah, but you can't get them the night they play.
No, but you get them the next day. Which when I was at living in Tupelo, that sometimes that's when we watched them was the day after.
No commercials.
Yeah, see that right there is worth the $2.
Whatever. Commercials, you just...
Of course, yeah, we had TiVo, so anyway.
Zippy zip.
See, that it was really hard watching that, though, because that was the one show that me and the ex watched from the beginning, so it wasn't really near as... I had... the whole time I was watching it, I kept thinking about her, so it was like, eh.
Summer, how often do you actually watch your reality shows the day of?
Every single one, Big Brother. I watch it Wednesday, and then I watch it Sunday, and then I watch it Thursday. And then Survivor, I'll watch every Wednesday. And the Bachelor. Summer, when they have, like, I will flip in and out of that one.
Yeah.
Depends on how mean the chicky poos are.
Oh, man, that show is so staged now.
Which
my one? My ex used to watch that. The Bachelor and Bachelorette.
Oh.
My ex used to watch that, and I'd sit in there and like, oh my god, this is so fake. But anyway, go ahead, continue. If Murray won't watch it, that ought to tell you right there.
Well, I'll watch it. I'll come in and out. It depends how interesting they are, but it isn't on my monthly, weekly schedule.
I see.
Let's see.
The only one we watch, or two, we watch two, but we tend to watch them a couple days after they broadcast, which is Amazing Race and Top Chef.
Oh, Celebrity Apprentice. I got to watch that one live.
Oh, God.
Except when it conflicts with Revenge, and then I will watch Celebrity Apprentice later.
I see. But you realize that Revenge is not, like, you know, live when it's shot, so.
What?
You can watch Revenge anytime because just nothing's going to get spoiled. Well, I guess it could get spoiled, so I don't know.
Of course it gets spoiled, but that one I then see. If I don't see Revenge right away, City TV will show it on its little City TV app like the very next morning. So I can go to bed at 10, wake up at 5:30, catch it, watch it in the tub, and then I'm good to go. So it's like I'm watching it live.
That's awesome.
My day. I get up early, I watch a TV show in the tub, I have breakfast, I go to school.
Man, you need your own reality TV show, I think. I've actually thought about calling up TLC and getting them down here. We'd be the next Kate.
You
and
Honey Boo Boo, yeah.
Oh, yeah, man, we'd be, you know, tearing it up.
Life with Mosby.
Yeah, you go, that's it.
Life and Times of Chris Mosby.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Great. Because my 3 years.
This week, Chris deals with, Mosby deals with a broken air conditioner.
Oh my god, it was so terrible.
Stay tuned.
It was like an oven in here. And I woke up that morning, you know, when the youngest Cody had that fit, and I, you know, realized how cold it was outside. It was like literally 60 degrees outside, and I go upstairs, and the little thermometer I took up their little weather station deal. It was like 83. I'm like, holy shit. Go open some windows in here. Oh, man.
That's when you go buy a couple of fans, open the windows.
I had fans in there, two big fans. In there running, and it was still that hot. But you're right, yeah. It was bad.
You know what I've been catching up on, and because I've been working from home a lot lately because I can't work for more than like 20 minutes at a time without my arm just totally like aching like a son of a bitch. Is I've been catching up on Doctor Who.
Oh man, that was such a good show.
I just got to the Matt Smith.
Yeah.
Not a fan. Not a fan so far.
No, I've watched two episodes.
What's that, Murray?
I like Matt Smith. I think he's probably my favorite of the modern ones.
Oh, man. David Tennant was my Doctor Who.
David Tennant is, I mean, maybe it's just because, you know, I got a small taste of the guy before David Tennant. But then I sat through, you know, 30 plus episodes with David Tennant or however many it was. Maybe it was more. Matt Smith, I don't know. He doesn't.
So far, he doesn't do it for me.
No, me either. So far. I mean,
yeah, I've been. It's like I'm almost dreadful. I just like David Tennant so much. It's like I'm cheating.
You're not liking the charm.
I don't know. He's just. I don't know. Maybe it's because he's so young.
I'm thinking
he might even be a hipster too.
He's a doofus. Okay, no, he's not a doofus. And I also so far I don't like.
Let's say it.
Huh?
You don't say it.
I don't like his companion.
You don't like his panda?
His companion, whatever her name is.
Amy Pond?
All right.
Yeah, Amy Pond, that's it.
Right there. You're one of those blonde people, aren't you? You like that horrible Rose creature.
Oh, man, I loved Rose. She is. Woo! But I'll tell you, Amy Pond's better than that Donna chick, though.
Oh my God! Was she irritating or what?
Oh, just she was. She's like a, she's like a comedian or something, isn't she?
Yes.
Yes. So. You're both dumb.
Hello.
What's up? Hello.
You're kind of quiet.
You're fading out there, Murray.
There you are.
You don't want to hear what I said. Anyway, you're both dumb. Dumb.
So is she like big time over there on the island?
The island of Canada?
No, the island of England is that's what I'm saying. They call us the colonies. I forgot I could call them the island.
Donna was amazing. She was so cool.
Is she like Carol Burnett or something like that over there or what? Explain it to me because I don't think she's funny.
She's funny.
She was annoying. I wanted to divorce her, and I wasn't even married to her.
Ouch, my head hurts. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Interesting.
A two-timing bleach blonde.
Well, I know she was flighty. Yeah, she was flighty, and she did all that crap with...
It would have been fun. She was just downright yucky.
Yeah, she didn't treat old her boyfriend that good, did she?
Mickey the Idiot.
Yeah, Mickey, yeah, that's it.
Mickey the Idiot.
Hey, he ended up being awesome, though, didn't he?
Yes. Uh-huh. And he ends up marrying, what's her name? Martha, thank you.
Oh, that's right. That floored me when I saw that. Now, I'm surprised that Martha didn't stick along more.
I don't think people liked her.
Really? She was one of my favorites because she was actually somewhat on par, intelligence-wise with the doctor, but, you know, whatever.
She was a doctor, too?
Yes, she was.
Yes.
She was, whatever. I don't know. I'm trying to...
Well, you give Matt Smith a little time because he's wonderful.
Okay.
Well, yeah. I haven't watched one in a while.
And Amy and Rory are... They're so much. They're so fun. They're good.
See, I haven't got to Rory yet. I
haven't either. Yeah. Well, I know. I think
quite a while.
I'm literally only on the second episode of the
Matt. Yeah, that's exactly the last one I watched. Yeah.
They were off on some Britain in space, and that's the last thing I've seen.
Rory doesn't really come in probably for a season or two for any great length of time, but.
She ditched Rory. That was, you know, he was in there being her sidekick nurse guy, and then in that first episode with them. I don't know. There's something forced about Matt Smith. I mean, maybe I'll get used to him. It felt like David Tennant was very comfortable from the very very beginning with that whole manic doctor behavior.
My question is did everybody ever say why Tennant left?
I think he was just ready to move on, I think.
Well, it seemed like to me when at the end there, those episodes, it was like him talking, saying, I don't want to go yet. I've even heard a rumor that they might bring him back after Smith leaves.
Oh, I don't think so.
And there's also the whole, you know, only 12 iterations. So whoever they get has got to be, you know, has some staying power. Nah, but they can always make up something else, I guess. Mm-hmm. Make up some special reason. Because Tenet got hit real bad where he should have been shuffled out, but they didn't.
Yeah, it was the only time they've ever had the Doctor be the same person twice.
Yeah.
I read that somewhere. I'm trying to get into the mythos of it. I don't think I'm going to become a full-blown Whovian.
I would like to know more about it, too, though.
I work with a couple of Whovians, and they are psychotic about these.
Yeah, when I had that iPad, I spent a little extra money and got the Doctor Who Encyclopedia app, and that was pretty cool. There's a lot of info on there.
Well, I'm going to start sending both of you bow ties. Bow ties and fezzes.
Bow ties and fezzes. Who the hell wears a fez? I know at one point he wears a cowboy hat for a while because it must have went to the Old West.
Yes.
He wears a fez?
Yeah, yes. I've seen him in the fez. Oh,
okay. Fezzes.
I've been keeping track of that, and I've been so behind.
But I am looking forward to. I will continue to watch just so I can get to the River Song episode.
Yeah, see, that's the reason why I'm going to keep giving it a shot is because of that, and how the hell are they going to explain that?
Because Alex Kingston rocks. So,
she's so cool.
Is great. I loved her on ER.
Me too.
I fell in love with that actress. She was just awesome.
Such a good. You ever realize how many different people on ER those characters slept with?
Well, yeah. You ever watch an episode of Grey's Anatomy?
Yes, those people sleep with everybody.
Oh, God. And that the spinoff show that they just canceled, that was just as bad.
I mean, for goodness sake, the Alex Kingston character, I think she slept with, like, four of the doctors, not at the same time, but...
Mm-hmm. Really? There was just Dr. Mark, I thought.
Dr. Mark, she was with Eric LaSalle at one point, her character was, and I want to say she was with...
Sure.
I've only watched it the last bit, but...
And I'm pretty certain that she was with the Noah Wiley character at one time, and...
She might have been, yeah. I stopped.
She was a divorcee, so that means that she was with someone before that.
Eric LaSalle, ugh. Gross.
Yeah, God.
Okay, then.
I stopped watching that show, ER, when that guy that was on Numbers, that actor that's on Numbers, was Mr. Universe and Serenity, was that bipolar guy, and he killed that one intern and stabbed Noah Wiley 15 times. Yeah. I stopped watching after that. I was so emotionally involved in that show that made me physically ill. And I was like, I need to step away. And I never watched another episode. Well, I watched the last one. I take that back.
Yeah, see, I don't think I watched the last one.
I know I didn't.
I
wouldn't mind watching that again, because that was such a good show. It was on like 10, 12 years, right?
She dragged me kicking and screaming at the show because she said, oh, it's so good. And then she like forced me to stop watching me because she realized, oh, I can't watch shows about medical things because I see all the problems with it.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, they got it on Amazon Instant Video, but even season one, you got to pay for it.
Oh, not going to happen. Not going to happen.
Yeah, they got the season pass thing. Save $27 if you get the whole season instead of buying it like a DVD.
Now, Murray, with the Matt Smith Doctor... Do we get to see any of the old companions, like, you know, how they, you know, with the 10th Doctor, they brought in Sarah Jones?
I don't remember. I guess you don't see Sarah Jane.
Sarah Jane.
Yeah, she had her own spinoff show, didn't she?
She did, yeah. I don't think you do. I don't think so.
Okay. I was just curious. It was nice because I don't know whoever the guy who played the ninth Doctor.
Chris Eccleston.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. He did it for, like, what, 12 episodes or something ridiculous like that.
A season, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's obviously where I started.
He hated the people that worked on the show. I found an article as to why he left. He said, really? he called them all a bunch of I think he called them a bunch of either idiots or assholes or something like that.
Wow.
That's why he left.
Harsh.
Yeah.
Meet him again.
I thought he was good on it, but he was not. David Tennant is still my favorite one. Of course, I haven't watched any of the others. I'd like to watch some of those older ones, but it's kind of...
You can see most of...
I know they got them on Netflix, and they got some on Amazon, too.
Daily Motion. I don't know what that is. I've got a Daily Motion app.
Daily Motion. And I've heard of that.
I saw a lot of the very, very first Doctor on Daily Motion.
Yeah, there it is. Daily Motion.
He's kind of...
It's like a Yahoo kind of thing.
I don't know what it is, but it's... it gives me free TV, so... Or at least free Doctor Who, so... I'll use it. I'm sure it's illegal, too, but...
Oh, there's nothing illegal.
There's nothing illegal at all.
Well, yeah, I'm sure if I looked hard enough, I could find it there, too, so...
Well, the original series was only a half hour long, the episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like I read that, too.
Yeah, but the stories would stretch out over 7 or 8 episodes sometimes, so...
Really? Okay.
Yeah, yeah, so half an hour. Like, it's changed a lot, like, because nowadays you get the one-hour episode, and that's a story, whereas in the 60s you would get, like, a bunch of 30-minute episodes that would stretch out over 7 or 8 episodes to form a story.
Mm. Interesting. Look at
that. See, I want to see the Tom Baker ones. Those are obviously the ones that the really famous with the scarf and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would be willing to dig out some of those and see if they're on Netflix. I don't know.
Some of them are, I think. I had a bunch of them in my list at one time. I need to finish watching season 2 of Sherlock.
Oh, that's a good one.
I love that show. I've got them. Yeah, I watched them on the first one on Netflix and ended up buying it on Blu-ray and the second season on Blu-ray. And I've watched, I think, either 1 or 2 episodes of season 2. And that is one of that's got to be one of the coolest shows. You know, they did such a good job on it. It's just amazing.
It is very good.
Season 3 is not going to be out until mid next year.
I know.
Yeah, well, he's a big guy on campus right now. He's in everything. Voicing Smog's voice. He's on the Star Trek movie. He had that Jack the Giant Killer movie not too long ago, so.
Whatever.
He's just a busy guy. Because he is an excellent actor. Have either one of you seen Into Darkness yet?
Oh, yeah.
Nope.
Oh, my God, he was good at that.
You need to see it, Murray. It's fun.
It's funny.
No, it's fun, not funny. Well, I don't know if fun would be the right word. It was exciting, I thought.
A RoboCop in it, for God's sake.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Wow, look at that. Wow, cool. Sorry, I'm like... See, now, I don't want to become into this whole Hoovian thing. It's too easy to get sucked.
Oh, come on. I could get you into Star Trek. That is not near as... Well, that's just about as bad, I guess. I'm trying to get the kids into that.
This is worse.
Yeah, it is worse. I really have to tell you, the stuff that I've watched, that Doctor Who, especially the David Tennant stuff, that Doctor Who was better than a lot of the Star Trek stuff I've seen over the years.
Whoa! Hold the phone.
Yeah, now, I know that's a bit, you know, my mom would probably have a heart attack and die if she ever heard me say that, but you never knew what the hell was going to happen. I don't know. It was just way out there, and I don't know. It was just, don't get me wrong, I love Star Trek, but it was just as... On a per episode basis, I guess you could say they were better done. I thought, you know. Well, the biggest thing that mistake that they made was having Voyager and DS9 on at the same time. You know, in syndication, and in some markets they would compete against each other.
Exterminate.
Yeah, so, well, that's fine.
All right.
All right, you know what, guys? I gotta go feed my kids.
All right, well, let's go.
All right, let's go feed those little munchkins.
We've geeked out here. We've got a real topic next week. Cross our hearts.
See, what you gotta do is you gotta train them, because the ones around here, they just feed themselves. They know where all the food's at. They know where the drinks are at. And it's like, I'm hungry. Well, you know where it's at. Go.
And if we did that, all our kids would eat would be chocolate.
Yeah, that's pretty much. If we had any more in the house, that's probably what they would do. So, well, all right then. I might go see. I might just start at season one and watch Phoenix Guys for a while.
Anyway. The most rambling episode to date.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
99 episodes in, and we rambled for an hour and a quarter.
Yeah, this has been real busy. Just haven't had a chance to come up with anything else. My case, anyway.
I've just been.
You've been in a lot of pain, haven't you?
Just irritation. No pain, just irritation. Well, there's been pain.
Okay.
I don't want to get into that. That's between me and my surgeon.
Okay.
Excellent. Okay, go feed those kids.
All right.
I will.
And we're out.
Okay, guys. Hey, I'm going to go feed the kids.
We got to do the intro. We got to do the intro.
What did we say for – did we say Thursday or Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Let's do the intro, okay?